This is the Columbia Broadcasting
Company.
Picture of all those Americans with whom I was talking.
Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific place to settle and smoke.
The Radio Century from Minnesota Public Radio.
Now, once again, here's Alan Freed. Thank you, Stan Burns, and now here we go with Otis Blackwell, JD Records, and You Move Me, Baby.
As often is the case, great artistic movements need an angel, need someone to get them distributed, someone to invent them.
Media historian Bob Thompson.
And then in many ways, convince us that what we're about to see is important.
For rock and roll, the messenger was Alan Freed, the Cleveland DJ who organized integrated concerts, played R&B from indie labels, and called himself Moondog. Freed preferred the original black versions of songs over the white covers, and he was labeled a nigger lover because of it. In 1954, he was lured away to New York, where WINS paid him $75,000 a year.
Friday night. You know, it just goes to show you how much a lot of these wonderful kids do for other people all the time. You have to take the brunt of all the attacks, and the most sickening thing I've seen in a long time is the marquee of one of our prominent Broadway movie theaters showing the picture called Blackboard Jungle, called The Bold Story of the Teenage Terror. And I think it's probably the most sickening thing I've ever seen. They are good and bad among all ages and all groups of people, but it's certainly a shame to single out the teenagers in this country and make everybody look at them just because they're a teenager. It happens to be a sin. Teenagers I've been dealing with for 13 years. They're the greatest and most wonderful age group in America. Since when has it become a crime to be a teenager? Well, let's get off that and get on to something really exciting. Here's Bill Parnell's Label X record of 1,000,000 Pang.
Rock and roll music, of course, is bubbling on the surface of all kinds of different areas of the American experience. Many of them areas that most Americans have no idea even exist. So we've got these hillbilly music and African American spirituals and blues and jazz and all of the rest, which are beginning to merge into this stew that will absolutely revolutionize American culture. Somebody needs to become the voice of this. Someone needs to kind of bring it all together. And there were a number of people who did this, but I certainly think we have to put Alan Freed close to the top of the list as well. The reason this becomes so important and why it's really important to the history of radio is that rock and roll music becomes, through its massification by people like Alan Freed, the new language that is going to drive the real wedge between the generations, that really makes the generation gap possible.
Freed was America's top disc jockey by 1959, but he was toppled and blackballed during the payola scandal. He died in 1965. The Radio Century, John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.